节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Cecilia, let me ask you a question.What would you do if your children went to you and proudly declared that they had stolen something from school?
Well, of course I'll be pissed. 我肯定会很生气啊。然后我可能会开始反思是不是我的教育出了什么问题啊。But how dumb does one have to be to boast of stealing?
Well, you never know. Teens are apparently stealing soap dispensers and urinals from school for the devious lick trend.
Oh, I've read about this.我前天刚好看到这个新闻了，说这个外网上呢兴起了一个偷东西的挑战，好多学生啊把学校都快搬空了。诶，这什么匪夷所思的挑战啊，看得我真的是非常的费解啊，一头雾水，正好来跟 Colin 请教一下。
What do you mean consulting me? I'm no expert at stealing from school.
没有啦，谁说要请教你偷东西的业务问题啊，你不是对这个美国文化还有美国人民的心理活动颇有些研究吗？I just want to ask you how this trend even came into existence.
All right, then. I do have a lot to say about that, though.
First of all, just to ask, do you have any idea why this is called Devious Licks? 这个挑战的名字 Devious Lick 究竟作何解啊？
Well, Devious Licks, I don't know exactly where the wording came from, but devious, if you describe someone as devious, you do not like them because you think they are dishonest and like to keep things secret, often in a complicated way.
嗯，所以他在字典里面的解释呢，就是不诚实的、狡诈的。这不就是中二青年吗？ You know, sort of defiant, dubious, like, it's sort of like, oh wow, I'm like a little rascal stealing these items.
Yeah, exactly.
年轻人啊，就是这么叛逆。觉得自己做这些坏事的时候呢特别酷，享受这种小坏蛋小淘气鬼的人设啊。那这个 rascal 它就表示坏蛋或者无赖，不过有的时候呢它也会带有一点点这种亲昵的语气，就相当于我们说的小淘气小捣蛋鬼。 So what about lick? 这个 devious lick 它的 lick 又是什么意思呢？
Well, I haven't checked it in the dictionary, but I guess it's easy to guess thatLick here means theft, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. 这个 lick 在这个语境里面呢就是偷窃的意思。那 devious lick 我们可以把它理解为偷到很难偷出来的东西。 And I'll also ask you, you know, how did taking things from school even become a trend?
Well, we know that this started because one user basically took a box of disposable masks from his schooland said, look at his devious lick, and then, like anything else on the internet, it needed to be one-upped.
所以最开始其实是一名这个高中生在社交媒体上炫耀自己偷了一盒学校的一次性口罩，然后呢，他配的文字就是上学一个月的 devious lick. 然后欧美这些刚开学的学生啊，就被激起了斗志，要跟这个人比比，谁才是真正的校园大盗啊。然后呢，这里就用到了一个词 one-up.
One-up can be used as an adjective, meaning having or having scored an advantage or lead over someone or something.
One 呢就是这个一二三四五的一，那 up 它表示向上，一和向上放在一起，大家会联想到什么呀？会不会想到一个词更胜一筹？所以这个 one-up 做形容词呢，就可以表示占上风的、更胜一筹的。
So the next video we saw was someone stealing, it looked like a soap dispenser from their school.We've seen microscopes, clocks, wet floor signs. I mean, really anything will go viral if you can one up on someone else and make this into a challenge, essentially. And that's how we've been led to today.
刚刚讲了这个 one up 的形容词用法，这里呢又出现了它的动词用法。One up on something, 它表示胜过某人，跟某人比占优势。也就是说这些网友嘛，为了出这个风头，啥都往家里搬。刚刚 Colin 说了有这个 soap dispenser, 那 dispenser 它表示这种自动取物装置。所以呢 soap dispenser 就是我们在这个商场啊 健身房啊这类公共场所的洗手间会看到的这种给皂机，也就是洗手池旁边呢存放洗手液的这种容器。What else did they steal?
Microscopes, clocks, wet floor signs.
对，学校的这种显微镜啊，时钟啊，还有拖地的时候会放在走廊上的这种 wet floor signs, 就是提醒地板未干，小心滑倒的标志牌。Well, this must be really troubling and annoying for other students who are not part of this, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Some students are fed up with it. TikTok users complain that school bathrooms are closed because of missing toilets and stolen bathroom stall dividers.
真的是离谱啊，把厕所隔间的隔板都卸下来搬走了，这玩意儿偷了有啥用啊？
And one user joked about being scared to use public restrooms, lest their shoes be stolen from under the stall door in the name of devious lick.
这个我真的是哭笑不得啊，从隔壁上厕所的同学脚上拽下来一只鞋拿着跑了，你说这位受害者的心灵阴影得有多大？I don't know how you feel about this, but I just feel it went too far. 有点过分了啊。我们说 something go too far, 这个短语呢它表示走得太远，或者说做得过火了。
Yeah, I agree, especially on TikTok. It's crazy. Actually, TikTok has banned content around the devious licks trend.
所以这个 tag 和所有相关视频都被这个 TikTok 下架了，算是终于了结了这场闹剧啊。So TikTok said this post violated community guidelines. What do those guidelines say exactly? What rules were broken?
So TikTok, first of all, says it expects its users to behave safely and smartly in the environment they are in.
非常官方的发言啊。
But also, it does not allow videos of stealing and destruction of property on its platform. And this trend has allegedly encouraged that sort of behavior.
这种公然破坏公共财物的行为啊，真的给学校带来了很大的损失。There are schools that are begging their students, do not participate in this. We will punish you to the extreme if we find that you're participating in this.
Yeah, and it actually told parents too, please, if you see that your kid is watching this or participating in this, please redirect them.
对，我觉得作为家长啊，真的也需要对自己孩子的行为予以规劝。你不能让学校一方面去处理这个事情嘛。So there are serious community guideline violations here, and you know, like I said, schools are just like, please be smart about this.
Yeah, microscopes aren't cheap either.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kids clocking off with them.
对啊，这个显微镜这类物品还真是不便宜啊。那每个学生放学都带一个走，那还得了啊？
Oh, all right. I think I can answer that question about the name now. I just did a quick check.The Urban Dictionary says a lick is a successful type of theft which results in acceptable, impressive, and rewarding payday for the protagonist.
Okay, so there you go. It all makes sense now. We figured it out. We've solved it.
Viral video and momentary fame for taking a microscope from your science teacher. Yeah.
但是说正经的，我觉得这个风气真的还是不可取的。偷盗是可耻的，我们要牢记啊。
Hey, where's my microphone? Well, I think it's a good way to end our show today.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。